This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Alton McSween faced some of the same issues as William Bennett and John Porter when he was released from San Quentin last year. In fact, he knows both men. They all lived in the same transitional housing program in Berkeley after leaving prison. McSween found employment after his release, mentoring other formerly incarcerated people through the California Reentry Institute. McSween goes by the name Coach, a throwback to his days coaching high school track. That was his job back in 1992 when he got his first two convictions for burglary. In 2001, he was arrested for petty theft and got 25 years to life under the state's three strikes law. Last year, McSween was among the first group of offenders to be released from prison under California's Prop 36, which counts only so-called serious crimes as a third strike. Those are things like assault, murder, and rape. I spoke with McSween and asked him what he remembered about that first day he left San Quentin.
People getting released from Prop 36 was a new thing for all the prisons, and you didn't know when you were leaving. So it was, you know, the COs around the yard and other guys would go, "When are you leaving?" I said, "I have no idea." But even though I was nervous, I was ready. But no matter how ready you are, you're not normal if you're not nervous still. Everything was new to me. I left San Quentin and got on a bus in Richmond, and they took me to the Richmond BART station, and I felt like I was on Mars. I had no idea how to buy a ticket, how to get on the train, where to get off. And luckily, I asked some people, and they told me, but it was just overwhelming. I remember sitting in the BART station for about 20 minutes just looking at stuff before I finally asked someone, "Hey, how do I get a ticket, and how do I get here?"
So you were alone.
I was alone, yeah. But
well, where did you go? I mean, you had to set up your
basics. I didn't
want
to go home because I knew I needed to keep the foundation that I'd built in that structure that I'd gained at San Quentin under me. So I went to Options Recovery Services in Berkeley. That's been an absolute blessing since I've been there. 3 months after I got there, they made me a house manager. And it just welcomed me with open arms, and I'm so thankful for everything that program has offered me. I graduated from Options last June, and I still give back. I go in there and mop floors every day and, do my job as a house manager.
And that program brings together a lot of ex-offenders, many of whom are addicts or were addicts, and then many of whom also have had life sentences in prison but have then been released on parole. So it's a combination. I mean, does that make it more difficult, do you think, to be in an environment that's mixed like that and then also surrounded by people who have been in prison, or does that make it easier because of the support?
I think it's easier because of support. I'll tell you a perfect example. The house that I run a transitional house. At a point in time, there's 14 of us in the house. I'm not on parole being a three-striker. 8 of the 14 of us, we were all at San Quentin together. We've known each other for years. The other 6 gentlemen came from different prisons who had done a lot of programming, and our house was just excellent. You know, there's never a problem, you know. I mean, you have little problems, but nothing major. Now we get more of the guys in early recovery. And you get the guys relapsing, you get the little theft problems and whatnot. It can be frustrating because lifers don't go back to prison. They've been running their own program for years, and they're solid in their recovery. They've been clean and sober for years. And most all people in prison, I think it's 92% or something, it's either anger or drugs that got them there. And, you know, they process that and the programs and it's out of their system. Just want to live their life and, you know, move on.
Yeah, lifers almost never recidivate, but what nearly 2/3 of other people who've been in prison do. So How easy is it to do that? I mean, you have not recidivated and you're making a life for yourself after being in prison for quite a while. A lot of people aren't able to do that. Why?
I think a lot of it's programming. And the other part is I've just been blessed with so many people that have supported me. You know, when you know people care about you, it really makes a big difference. A lot of people in prison, you feel like your society's throwaways. People forget about you. A lot of people have no families to go to. Perhaps they burnt too many bridges, or you were locked up for so long. You lost a lot of people, family members through death. I lost my mom when I was locked up, and that was hard. That was really difficult for me.
That is Alton Coach McSween. He is an ex-offender who works with the California Reentry Institute. I see at least 3 significant things to deal with as you're leaving prison that you're going to need to get connected with somehow. One is housing. One is employment of some sort. And the other really is what you've been talking about, is the support system. And that can be a family. And if you've been in prison for quite a long time, then how difficult is it to reconnect and reestablish relationships with family members? How did you find
something we do is we don't force it. You know, a lot of times we have been, you know, through the, you know, our addiction, whether it was drugs or just criminal thinking, and our families and friends got tired of us, you know, it's hearing, I'm sorry. So we try and teach that. And with CRI, California Reentry Institute, we have four main beliefs we have in there. And one is getting out of prison before you get out. And the second one is having a safe place to go when you get out. Number three is getting a job. And our ABCs of job is any job, a better job, and a career perhaps. And the fourth thing is community. And that's twofold. No matter how much work you've done and how much you've changed since you've been in prison, the people in your community don't know that. Because when you parole, you have to parole back to the community where the county in which you committed your crime. So they don't know you've changed. They might not accept you until they've been around you a while, or they might not ever accept you again. And you got to be able to deal with that. Like you can't come out thinking, man, I did all this work and these people still don't like me. Let it go. Move on. Just keep doing what you're going to do. You know, you can't change their thinking.
Could you tell me about some of the work that you do with the California Reentry Institute with offenders who are still serving their sentences?
You spend every Saturday in the program. And we think that really prepares you for everything. You get some guys, perhaps, that were locked up as juveniles, and they get out. They've never had a bank account. You know, how to use a credit card. They've never had and computers, guys that got locked up. And one of my good friends that was there, we were talking about computers one day. When he got into the prison at a young age, they just were coming out with the more sophisticated Casio calculators. So it's a lot of things that you got to take into consideration when you know.
Yeah, it was a big leap from the Casio calculator up to the smartphone.
And I thought I was really prepared. I'd done a lot of work. And I knew I couldn't wait to get out and do the things I wanted to do. What was hanging over my head was I didn't know if I'd ever get out, because if it wasn't for Prop 36, I'd still be there. So my thinking, you know, some days I think, is this going to be worth it? I'm doing all this work. And then I got to the point I'd get out of that thinking and say, well, I'm going to be the best person I can be in the San Quentin community.
So do you feel now, working as you do, speaking as you do, but not that far away from prison in the past, do you think that there's a chance that you could go back, or that you could fall back into addiction? Are you worried about recidivating in any way?
No, but what I do, I stay strong in my program. I know I go to NA or AA meeting every day. I work with my sponsors for both NA and AA every day. I talk to them, and I work with some sponsees who they don't understand it when I tell them, but maybe one day they'll get it. I said, I get more from you guys than you guys get for me, trust me. And that, you know, and all the people that have supported me so much, I don't know that ever want to let them down, but I'd let myself down by letting them down. I can't nearly write all the letters I want to the guys at San Quentin, so I keep a stack of little cards. They're like 3x5 cards. I can write them something and send them some pictures and let them know that I'm thinking about them and doing all I can to represent them. A lot of people will tell me, we really liked hearing what you say and what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And I say, that's really nice. But you know what? There's so many guys at San Quentin that need to get out, because they can do the same thing I'm doing, some of them better. You know, we have a world of talent in prison right now that's just rotting away. And I think society, we got to take a real hard look at that and say, hey, something's wrong. Our system's broken, you know. Our system is really broken, and we need to change. I know it's almost like I'm on the law enforcement side, but I think if you're, whatever you're sentenced to in prison, there should be a accompanying program you have to attend. If the reason you're in prison is because of drugs, it's mandatory you take NA and AA as part of your sentence. If anger got you into prison, well, you take some anger management, you know, and I think that should be part of your sentence. And you know, if not, you're just not going to learn, because there's too many guys just languishing in prison that go out to the yard and play dominoes and play basketball. And yeah, that does your time eats away like that. But you're going to be the same person when you get out.